Who's there? Who's trespassing on my land?
A shipwrecked sailor from Crete. The tide washed me up on your shore. I'm a friendly stranger. I don't mean any harm.
Friendly, eh? Oh, yes. There's no doubt about that.
But you've never seen me before. How can you tell?
I can't, but these hounds can. They've got a keen nose for that kind of thing. They can smell danger from 20 fields away. If you've been a troublemaker, old-timer, you'd be dog meat by now. Well, come inside. It's no stately home, but it's warm and dry. Take the seat by the fire.
Isn't that your seat?
Visitors have pride of place in this house. This whole island's famous for its hospitality. Better it wasn't. That's what I think sometimes.
What can you mean by that?
Oh, down at the palace. It's crawling with sponges and layabouts. Dozens of them outstaying their welcome. Scavengers they are, dingoes.
Head of the house must be a generous man.
The most generous I've ever known and the wisest. Odysseus, do you know of him?
Well, I've heard his name, of course.
A true king. And with vast wealth, land, cattle, crops, an army, a sailing fleet. But he's missing. Presumed dead.
Does he have a family? A widow, perhaps?
Ah, Penelope. Loyal as the moon to the earth. But she can't hold out much longer. Keeping those suitors at bay, it's like holding back a flood.
No children to take up his role?
Ah, fine son. Telemachus. He's abroad in search of his father. Or his father's grave. There's a rumour that he's back on the island. But that's hope talking. Here, have a bowl of soup.
You're a kind man. You offer me shelter and food without even asking my name.
I can see who you are.
You can?
You're a working man like me.
Ah.
You've got a sunbeaten face and leather hands. Enough dirt under your fingernails to plant corn in.
Well, it sounds like another stranger coming to your door.
More like a friend, I'd say, listening to those dogs. Sounds like they're kissing his feet. Another herdsman from over the hill, I guess. Yep, come in. Always room for one more. Telemachus. Telemachus! Telemachus!
Yes, island trusted
for. Oh, a miracle! I'd only a minute ago spoken your name. Tell him, hadn't I just this second spoken his name?
Not more than a moment since.
Oh, tell me all about your trip. But first this calls for a slap-up feast. I'll skewer the juiciest pig in the pen. I crank up the fire while I'm outside. Oh, it's good to see you, young man. Oh, Telemachus. Telemachus. Telemachus.
Well, I haven't seen happiness like that for a long while.
You've put him in high spirits. He adores you.
It's inherited glory. He adores my father more.
Your father?
Odysseus.
Ah, of course. Any news of him on your travels?
Rumours, gossip, nothing solid. I've told myself I might never see him again. I'm prepared for the worst.
Would you know him if he returned?
I was only a baby when he left. But they say he stands out. They say he's a man above and beyond ordinary men. They say he's unmistakable.
You must miss him.
It hurts. Physical pain.
He must miss you too. Fine, son.
If his heart still beats in his chest.
I apologize. I'm only an old stranger. I've overstepped the mark.
Your words weren't meant to harm, though. You have a kindness that shines through. I'll help Eumaeus catch his pig.
My son. My living flesh. My miraculous son.
Hear me, Odysseus.
Athena! What if they see you? You gave me this disguise, now you'll give me away.
It's time your son knows you for who you are. Then the two of you can hatch a plan. You'll know what to say. I've planted the seed in your head. Time's running down. Here, I fling magic at you. I throw you back the strength in your bones, the colour in your hair, and the smoothness of your skin. He has fire for your eyes and a worthy shirt for your shoulders. Oh, who wouldn't recognize you now, handsome Odysseus?
Oh, 1 minute I'm a dull old man. The next I'm shining like a king. What will my son say?
Make the most of your appearance. It's just a fleeting glimpse. Here comes Telemachus.
Oh, there's a comical sight. Those grunters are like grease lightning, and he... What's happening here? Your skin, your face.
Don't be afraid, Telemachus.
This is freakish, supernatural.
I'm the same person.
No, you were a mortal. An old, withered man. Now you glow like a god.
I'm no god. Just a man transformed by the touch of a goddess. Look at me, Telemachus. Who am I?
You're a trickster. You'll put a spell on me.
It's no trick. Look at me. Who am I?
You'll deceive me.
Look at me, Telemachus, my son.
Your son?
What did you say, that Odysseus is unmistakable? Then don't mistake him. Recognize him at once.
That's what they say. What I've always been told.
See me for who I am. You'll see no other Odysseus. I hold out a father's hand to you, Telemachus. Take it. Take it, Telemachus. Let the bond be remade. Let this family begin again.
Father? Father?
Weep with me, my son. Weep with me. Then swear an oath to keep my return a secret.
Father, my father.
Swear an oath, Telemachus. There's a bloody feud to be won.
But the two of us can't settle it alone. 40 or 50 men sprawl in our home. I need to use your name to recruit an armed force.
Swear. An absolute oath. A bond between father and son. Go to the palace, but tell no one. Not even Penelope herself. I'll appear as a beggar again. If I'm insulted and abused, just bite your lip. Play along with the deceit.
20 years you've been out of our lives. Now I've got to pretend you don't exist.
Swear an oath, Telemachus. Everything depends on it.
I swear.